Hello everyone, how are you all doing? Come on in, sit on down, let's relax and have a bit of a quick chat today. I'm actually waiting for a podcaster to get in touch with me. I think we've had a bit of a scheduling error again because of the pesky time change. And I was expecting a message at 8 o'clock, but it seems like it might be at 9 for him, but though I'm not sure. We'll see how it pans out. In the meantime, I'm not wasting an opportunity to have the living room from my wife tonight in order to do this video. So I figured, you know what? I'll go live while I have the time, and we'll just see how long I can go before they send me a message and we have to do this podcast. But yeah, guys, it's the day after the big event, right? This thing that had so much hype surrounding it, you would think it was the Mayan calendar ending again. You know, you'd think Y2K was just having a repeat. Honestly, the amount of doomsday fervor that was shook up around this particular event, the amount of gaslighting from the media that surrounded this particular event, the amount of clues and hints and odd events surrounding this event that were all set up and put out there for the conspiracy theorists to grab hold of and point to and scream, "Do you see? Do you see what they're planning? Something's going on here. This is predictive programming at its finest." And as always, the day always comes, it always goes, and nothing happens. And look, I'm not trying to. I'm a conspiracy theorist like the rest of you guys, okay? So I'm not trying to here poke fun at conspiracy theorists or say that they're wrong about everything. I know that's not the case. We're in fact, we're usually right about a lot of things. Just it just takes a couple of years for everyone else to catch up. That's usually how it goes. But when it comes to these type of things, a lot of people really miss the point of what actually happened. And every 2 years or so, sometimes on a yearly cyclical basis, there's always something like this that happens. And there's always a necessary hype that gets built up around it every time. I've been watching for a decade and I've seen this come and go a lot, you know. This does happen quite a lot. And the only outcome I ever see from this is the day after we get absolutely lambasted and ridiculed publicly by the mainstream media. I mean, don't take my word for it. Let's have a look at this, for example. So I've got a quick article here from The Atlantic that was just released today. So much for the apocalypse. The earth shook, the moon temporarily blotted out the sun, but the world didn't end. So you can already get a feel of what this article's going to be about. You know, it's kind of, well, you have to hand it to them. Few constituencies are so ostentatiously and consistently wrong over so many generations of human history as the doomsayers who promise the end is nigh. It did seem kind of nigh for a second, though, didn't it? Or, as the writer Kurt Anderson put it in the days leading up to the eclipse, after a rare and rather substantial earthquake rattled New York City, earthquake, eclipse, the Antichrist running for president. Check. And then I'm not going to read the rest of this because you get the idea. And this is probably one of many. Okay. Experts debunk outlandish claims from conspiracy theorists. The eclipse sparks memes and deep state lunacy and bad omens, you know. And I always feel like, you know, the far right is crawling with eclipse conspiracy theorists. This is it. This is the point of these events, and this is why the media always leaves these clues laid out everywhere for us to grab. Like, oh, well, what's that? We're firing rockets at the eclipse? Oh, you're saying they're gonna be sacrificing the red heifers soon? There was an earthquake, you say? Things like they're evacuating the schools. Oh, no, they're calling in the National Guard. Oh, something terrible must be about. This is it, guys. They're prepping for something. They're just not telling us the truth. And it's a joke to these people. They're doing it on purpose. They're gaslighting us. Okay, they're just narcissistic abusers on a mass scale with the media behind them to do these things. And it's a boy who cried wolf situation every time. Okay, it really is, and it makes us look terrible. This is Chicken Little, the sky is falling. This is the point, and this is the games they play against us, and why we need to be so careful. Like, we need to be so careful about how we deal with these things. There's another one from Loyal Tangi in the chat there. Like, it's passing through Nineveh 7 times all through America. This is the sign of Jonah or something or other. And this ties in quite well with my recent research on the channel as well, because I've been trying to say for a while now that all these end time signs always felt to me extremely convoluted. Like, extremely convoluted and overcomplicated and weak. Weak. Not serious at all compared to what a true tribulation would be and what the signs would be. If it felt like a Hollywood script, like the media was trying to make it look like end times tribulation signs were happening, and it seems like they'll take anything they can at all, like an eclipse, which, by the way, happens a lot all over the earth quite often. But because it was happened to be passing through America, and obviously these cities were named, all these things, and it's kind of like they thought, okay, we can do something with this. Let's make everybody think another end times tribulation sign of the times is happening. When really they're just orchestrating these things because they know Christian conspiracy theorists will react, because they are convinced that we're living in this particular time period just before the return of Christ, where these signs must happen. And if they know that's where people are in their minds and what they're looking for, they can play these things out and pretend it's one of these things. And then when nothing does happen and nothing pans out from this, they can then say those stupid, pathetic, backwards, idiotic Christians at it again with their wild theories and speculations that always get proven wrong. When will they realize their religion is just nonsense? When will they realize there's nothing going on that's magical with these signs? It's just simple science, that's what these articles are at the end of all of these things. That's what's really going on here. That's the point. That's the point of these events. It's to make us look more and more stupid. Now, I don't necessarily know if there are genuine channels out there who are saying things like, when the eclipse happens, demons are going to appear. People are going to see the demons, or they're going to rise out of the pit or something, or the earth will shake and fire. I don't know if there actually are people out there saying those type of things, like, immediately, as soon as the eclipse reaches totality, death and destruction will rain down upon us. There probably are people out there who said stuff like that. Most people were a bit like me. It's like, okay, so there's a lot of weird things going on here. Maybe something might happen, but probably not. Most of us were saying that. But it's not me or the people who are calm and collect and rational about these things. They point the camera at the lunatic over there screaming death and destruction, the end is nigh. As soon as this eclipse happens, we're all going to die. And then they point to them and say, this represents all conspiracy theories. All conspiracy theorists are like this. This is what they're like. This is them. And this is why we need more controls. We need to crack down on false news. We need to crack down on the on fake news and people from spreading falsities and lies that don't line with the truth. We need to have stricter controls on the internet. We need to silence these people because they're sparking fears that are completely just baseless and unnecessary, as evidenced by nothing happening, So I was watching BBC's coverage of the eclipse as they went from Mexico and across America, and they were they were all like in awe of this thing, like, wow, the way they describe it just doesn't do it justice. This is a once in a lifetime beautiful moment. You can really feel the connectedness through all of human history in this one very moment, idolizing the sun being covered up slightly by a black disc, and like really leaning into the sun worship, and acting all happy and loving, like, of course, nothing's happening at all. And it, again, this is all just, all of it is just like a narcissistic abuser's technique. Okay, they've purposely left things out there which are highly suspect for us to pick up on purpose. Okay, and once we pick up on them and start screaming, once the event comes and passes, they look at it and says, "You're crazy. There was never any signs. You just made it all up in your head, And then a lot of people lose their faith. Who were those people perhaps screaming crazy? A lot of people lose faith in anybody who has anything to say that goes against the mainstream narrative, and then further walk away from believing anything that we do have to say in the future that might be true. And we're all just a little bit more traumatized and bummed out by the end of it all round, you know, and made to feel pretty stupid. Yeah, I do feel like we need to up our game with this. I've been saying this for years. I don't know if anyone's even listening, you know, but this is exactly the type of thing we need to, as conspiracy theorists, stop doing. We need to stop jumping at the bit every time some celestial event happens or something that seems slightly out of kilter. Of course, keep our wits about us. You know, be clever about it, yeah. I'm not saying fully dismiss it, but don't start always stocking up on, you know, food rations and supplies and getting that bunker topped up and getting your ammo supplies ready and all these type of things every time something happens and the media's showing it everywhere. Because I am starting to feel like there's a lot more that has to unfold yet before we're anywhere near or close to anything considered you can consider an end times event. The agenda's not finished. They have way too much left to do. Like, not even close to finishing this. And if we are in the little season after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, which, if you don't know, I have been speculating about on my channel, about our timeline situation, that means tribulation is not coming upon us. Something like tribulation may be acted out upon us by the controllers who have all the resources and money and power to do that and make it seem like that thing's happening. Maybe they'll roll out an Antichrist figure or someone who's pretending to be Christ, or maybe they'll throw aliens in the mix randomly and throw us all off, you know, I don't know. But if we're in the little season, then we need to have this huge war first between, well, Gog and Magog are being gathered. An army needs to be gathered whose numbers is the sands of the sea, which then needs to surround something called the Camp of Saints and the Beloved City and make war with it. We're a long way from that yet. I don't see that happening anytime soon, do you? And that's the only thing, biblically speaking, you know, that constitutes an end times event if we're in the little season. Until then, it's Revelation 12 verse 17, I think, was shown to me in one of my last conversations with somebody, where it says, you know, Satan, after being released after the 1,000 years and after the beloved city leaves and he tries to get it but it gets away from him, he settles with the people left behind, which is us, and makes life hell for us and chips away at everything that was built during the millennial reign. We're likely still living through the chipping away at all those things, if that's the case. I will be releasing a video soon, which is from that talk I had to explain what I just said there, if you're not sure. But if you've listened to the last live show, you'll know what I'm talking about and where that comes from. But I will be releasing that clip, which I talked with a guy called Louis, who's a subscriber on the Telegram and came onto the show and expressed his research, and it was really well done, and I commend him for that. So I'll release that soon if you're wondering what I'm talking about there. But back to the eclipse, you know, I don't holistically trust any signs I see in the heavens anymore. I really do not. And I'm not looking to make them out to be a message from God every time something like that happens. Now, I'm not saying God can't do that. I'm not saying he doesn't do that. But I'm saying in the time of deception we're actually in, and with the nature of reality I've come to understand through the biblical narrative, we cannot trust the heavens. We cannot trust the celestial bodies in the heavens. First of all, the wandering stars, which are we call planets, which look like funny shapes through telescopes to us, but we're told are enormous gaseous balls millions of miles away or whatever. You know, what we actually see with our eyes are light dots that move, and when we zoom in a little bit, they have some odd ring around them, perhaps, you know. But these planets, which are called wandering stars, are described as stars that shouldn't be moving. They left the first estate. They rebelled against God, and they're in rebellion against God. And as a result of them moving, false religions were created. And we all know about those religions and people who idolize these moving stars and where they are, particular signs in heavens and within particular star sign areas at particular times of year, based on when you were born, you know, and Mercury and retrograde stuff, you know. But if these are angels in rebellion, then people are basing their entire life off the movement of rebellious angels who are purposely trying to deceive us and get us to keep our eyes off God, you know. So we do have to be careful with all of it. If you want to take biblical cosmology and any of that seriously, we shouldn't be looking at the signs in the heavens and considering them as trustworthy in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I don't know this for certain, But I'm not 100% convinced that when an eclipse happens, we're necessarily seeing the moon go in front of the sun either. I know that's what we're told, and you'll notice the thumbnail I have up here right now is a NASA composite image in which they have overexposed the dark disk to reveal the moon, supposedly, but I don't trust any of this. This is like a Photoshop job to me, as somebody who, knows Photoshop. And they basically just copy and pasted in a picture of the moon there. I've done a bit of editing, Now, again, I don't know if that is the case, but it does seem odd that we don't see the moon before the eclipse happens. All we see is is darkness suddenly take over and then disappear in a curve shape, okay, on in a circular shape. Now, I don't have explanations for this. I really don't. I know much of many of these videos got scrubbed from YouTube in the early days during the Mayan 2012 stuff. There was a lot of videos going around that seemed to show two suns in the sky. And a lot of people saying this is Nibiru becoming visible as it returns back into our solar system with the Anunnaki to mine, that use us as slaves to mine for gold again. I remember all that talk. However, I don't think that's true necessarily, but there was a lot of suspicious footage going around not that long ago that did show there is another orbital body in our skies that we're not fully aware of, and it's possible that maybe that's what happens during this particular celestial event. I'm not sure, but we do have to be careful about many of these things. We do. We have to remain skeptical, because we've been lied to so much by all of our institutions about most of these things. But at the same time, we can't be falling for everything. Okay? We cannot do it. We cannot be like that. We're like salivating dogs at the ring of the bell, They've like God has trained. Every time something happens, the media will drop a few breadcrumbs, and we just eat it up and chase after their narrative, and roll with it. We just need to stop. I kind of it's not a good look for us, and it's kind of a problem. Now I know many people say, well, all the things are going to come after this event now, and it was just the precursor to the event. It's like, stop moving the goalpost. Okay, stop moving the goalpost. You can't then suddenly correlate it to this. When, like I said, eclipses happen quite a lot all over the place, quite often. They're not a new thing throughout human history, And what was all the hype about this Devil's Comet becoming visible? I didn't hear anybody talking about that after or during the eclipse either. That wasn't really a thing afterwards. And again, it's kind of like, what somebody called it, Devil's Comet. Like, if that isn't like a perfect setup for a future event to gaslight the hell out of people, I don't know what is. Like, oh, this will really get the Christians riled up. Let's call it the Devil's Comet and laugh about it. We're being played, and maybe it's this. Okay, maybe what it is, and I think I've seen a pattern here. Although there has been people who've seen this come and happen quite a lot, and we're quite jaded, and I didn't make videos leading up to this with my predictions, and. Because I've seen it happen before, and I knew nothing was going to happen, and I like to talk after it to point this out, usually saying, look, come on, okay, which I'm doing right now. But then there's always these, I only do this because, again, I've seen it happen so many times. It's kind of like, I'm not biting at this. I'm not taking the bait, all right? But I'm guessing there are a lot of new people who have just woken up. We'll use that phrase, Not that I'm a great awakening person, I'm not like that. I'm not a new age Gnostic type thinker when it comes to these type of things, but let's just use that phrase. There's a lot of new people who have just had their eyes open to the realities around them, and they're freaking out, And it's probably those people who make these videos where they're saying, "Do you see all the signs, everybody? It's gonna go down on April the 8th. I mark my words. I have the eyes to see." And I think it might be that those new truther types who have just such full of such zeal for the truth that they're seeing the signs everywhere in everything all the time, and they're just gematrias all over the place, and all they can see is just numbers flying at them, and it's kind of they're decoding everything, and they're looking for stuff, just can't digging for everything, that they get so wound up and crazed because evil people who control the media are purposefully leaving stuff out there for people to find. These people finding them are all so new to it all that they fall for it. They fall for the hype because they haven't learned the lesson yet, because they haven't been in the game for that long. I feel like that might be what's happening. But then also, there's probably those channels who have been around for years, who make a lot of money off doing this and will keep doing it. I bet there's a lot of channels out there who made books about this event, saying exactly what was going to go down and making up all sorts of wild speculative theories based on whatever religion they're a part of or something like that. Made a lot of videos on YouTube about this, got hundreds of thousands of views, scared the crap out of millions of people, and got them on board believing it and following the hype and everything. And then the day came, the day passed, and now they'll never talk about it ever again. They'll never answer for the things they did. They'll never bring it up. They'll never say, "Oh, I was wrong," or anything like that. They'll just move on, shut down the channel and move on, make the money and leave. And then they'll do it again in a couple of years' time with the next event. And they'll say, no. According to my gematria math breakdown, I was just off by a couple of years because I didn't carry the one or something like that. I didn't notice this particular sequence for the words eclipse and the numerical variances on that with the eighth plus what. They'll have some excuse to say how they got the date wrong last time, but they're definitely right this time. Trust me, I'm a prophet from God or something. They'll throw that in there as well. And then, once again, people will fall for it. Give them money, buy their emergency prepared kits that they're selling or something like that, and you'll see this cycle happen over and over again. And all I can say is shame on those people. They need to stop because they are the ones that make conspiracy culture look stupid. It's those guys that have really give us a bad name. It's those people that the cameras from the mainstream media will be pointed towards, and they'll be used as the example. And again, I know I'm just I'm exacerbated. I'm tired of this. Okay. Okay. And I did this with the and I have to be careful about how I say this because the last time I made this video a video about this particular topic, I got a strike. Had to do a course that to tick box that I align with the official narrative on things, and I put the video on Patreon instead, where you can watch it to your heart's content. But this was an instant ban situation. But there was a particular event in October where everybody was freaking out because they thought something horrific was about to happen when a particular thing got switched on and a particular frequency got sent to people's handheld devices. I think that's the best way I can say it. But everybody freaked out and was adamant that we would have a Walking Dead situation on our hands. Okay. Due to that particular ether energy wave that would be emitted, mixing with certain alien things that had been inserted into individuals' vessels. I'm trying to speak here without using any keywords anywhere to describe this, but the coming together of these two foreign entities and frequencies would cause people to turn into monsters, is what people thought were saying was going to happen. And I made a video the day before saying nothing is going to happen. We just did ours a week ago and nobody turned into flesh-eating beasts. Okay. And do not believe the hype. This stuff always happens. And lo and behold, the day came and went, and nothing happened. And that was not that long ago. No, that was only in October. And this is every 5 months or so, every half a year, every year, every 2 years. There's always in waves, and the size of the event always changes. But they're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep gaslighting us. And if you get out of the tribulation mindset and start researching the Little Caesar theory, you can get out of it, I think. I feel like this helps people see that, okay, we're being played, they're making it up. They're trying to make it look like tribulation events are happening and biblical signs are happening when they actually are not. They're making it up themselves. They are the script writers and they are putting on a show for us. When you understand the true timeline of what's to come during the Little Caesar, you'll know, okay, so it's like the magician's trick. They're making us look over here while they're doing the magic trick over here. Okay, it's a misdirection here. They're trying to prep us. Well, they're trying to make us disillusioned with religion. And they're going to do that first by fomenting a war in the Middle East. to make people disillusioned with both Israel and Palestine, though that war is going to make people hate religion and it's going to drag everybody into it, probably. This is the plan from Albert Pike anyway, and how he plans to do this. This is what he said we should do. He said we should have three world wars. The first world war would be to collapse the empires and introduce communism. The second world war would also to solidify communism and destroy any form of right-wing nationalism, and to bring the socialists in. And then the next war after that will be to basically make everyone disillusioned with religion. And then we'll unleash the atheism on the world. And through ultimate atheism, which is brought on through the communist regime, people will then yearn for some kind of spiritualism again, because of the brutalities of an atheistic regime. And then people will be introduced to the true doctrine in the light of Lucifer. And that's how they introduce Luciferian doctrine to people. Then once everybody's under the umbrella of that doctrine, he doesn't say this, that's where his script ends. The Third World War will introduce a solution, which will be the Luciferian doctrine. Once everybody comes together under this new belief system, that's when the army will be gathered to make war with the Camp of Saints. But to get there, we have a long way to go. Years. Years and years and years to ferment this and get there. There has to be, according to Albert Pike's theory, a World War III of sorts, which could be a long war. It could be a 100-year war for all we know. But the end result is to make people disillusioned with Christendom, Judaism, and Islam, to get rid of religion altogether, to try an atheistic utopia, for that to collapse in brutality and murder and death and misery, because there's no God involved, and then to introduce the false God, which is Lucifer, as the religion overall. And even then, it'll be masked under nuances of a universalist religion of consciousness expansion or something like that. And Lucifer's just the metaphorical symbol to represent the light, you know, or some it'll be some kind of airy religion like that. But all of that has to happen, yeah, is what I'm saying. And even then we get into tribulation, past tribulation. So we're in the little season that would lead to a gathering of Gog and Magog to make a huge war with some alien invasion threat they're going to fake upon us or something, which is just Jesus chilling over there in his beloved city. But they'll say, look, a mothership from space, it's come to kill us all, let's all come together and go fight it, something like that. I don't know, I'm spitballing here with the theories, but all these are all the agendas at play, and they have so much of a script to want to go through. Yeah, we're not even in like act two of like an 8-part epic here. They've just laid the foundation to build the future plans upon, and little events like this are just chipping away at people's faith. They're just making newer generations think religious people are nut jobs. That's what these things do. Just a little bit each time. Each event just takes another 0.5% away from people's faith, from humanity's faith. And that's all these are really for. So yeah, there you go. I've talked for half an hour. Let me just check my emails quickly to see if the podcaster I was waiting for did get in touch. He has, yeah, he has got in touch. So I'm gonna leave it there, guys. I don't think there's much more of a message I could give about this. I think I'm just be repeating myself now. So I'm gonna end this one here. I hope people don't take any offense to what I'm saying here, because I know a lot of people probably did get involved with this and you know, perhaps fall for the hype. It's okay. I get it. We've all been there. Right? This happens. The fear propaganda is powerful. Okay, so take this as a learning experience that we need to be wiser in the future when they try and pull this on us again. Okay, and every time something like this happens, everyone always says, "Yeah, but this is the real one this time." It is not, because I've explained to you there, they have so much more they have to do yet, so much more. Like, there's time, okay? I know people say, time's running out, the time is nigh, Jesus is about to return, the end, no, all these signs are happening. It's kind of, no, they're playing us. They're playing you hard because they know you're following a script, and where you think you are in the script is wrong. They've got you in a loop. They've got you in an end times tribulation loop, and they want to keep you stuck there, okay? Because they want to destroy your faith when something completely out of left field to what the Bible says happens. And that's the plan. Okay, so just bear that in mind. We'll leave that there. I'm gonna hop on this podcast with these guys now. That will be available on my channel at a later date. I might give it to Patreon first, but it'll be released sooner rather than later. But I'm gonna leave this video here for today, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow I have a live podcast I'll be sharing with you guys as well tomorrow at 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern. So yeah, I'll leave it there, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.